Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this very special edition of
I'm Mr. Zeitside.
You almost said Brightside.
I did. I really can't do this. It's too much for my brain.
We got it, though. We just right at the buzzer.
My name's Jack O'Brien. That is Miles Ray.
Also, shout out to Mike Nichols. You told me about the last decade I did for the last show.
Oh, okay.
Just noticing now. Sorry about that. A lot going on in our brains, you know. We can't. It's tough putting the whole zeitgeist through our minds.
Yeah,
you know, but we do it.
Is that the director of The Graduate?
Mike Nichols?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it? I'm not good with directors that aren't Michael Bay.
Passed a number of years ago, so it's probably not.
Probably not. But if you are, tweet at us. Let us know if that's you from Beyond the Grave.
All right, we're looking at what's trending right now, and first of all, RIP to Rocky Johnson.
Yes.
The Rock's father.
This one stinks.
Yeah.
Because I was obsessed with The Rock as a child.
Right.
Obsessed. Because he was, after Tiger Woods, I tried doing golf because he was Blasian, and then knowing The Rock's Asian Pacific Islander and black background, I was like, okay, this is my next guy. This is my new, that's me. That's me being represented. And I read his book, If You Smell What The Rock Is Cooking, his biography, first book.
Yes.
And he talks a lot about his dad. And at the time, I didn't realize that he came from a tradition of wrestlers. And his dad, Rocky, another thing I did not realize, born in Nova Scotia.
Oh.
Shout out to Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
But yeah, he passed away.
Did you read that, by the way, in high school literature class or just like?
No, I read that shit in eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
I think is when it came out.
Right.
And then I had my eighth grade diploma changed so my middle name would be Rocky.
No.
I swear to God, my eighth grade diploma says Miles Rocky Gray on it.
Hell yeah.
Because I was like, I'm Rocky Maivia, I'm Rocky Johnson, I'm The Rock, I'm the everything.
That'd be amazing if that like caused problems for you, like with documents going forward.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, my mom, like when I told my mom, she was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I think it's cool. That's what I want. And she's like, okay. It's weird. I don't know why, but it touched me. And he's a, you know, Hall of Fame wrestler and one of the first, you know, part of one of the first black tag team black tag teams in WWF at the time. So, you know, death of a great.
Yeah, legend. Snowpiercer is trending.
And I was wondering if that's because the director of Parasite directed that and people are just figuring that out, as right. producer Anna Hosnier did this afternoon.
Moments ago.
Moments. Mere moments ago. Yeah. That's why she's not here. She had to go recover
mere
in a dark room.
Ago.
But it's actually Snowpiercer is getting a TNT premiere date after a wild 5-year journey to becoming a TV show, which I find very intriguing.
What is the show? Is it basically going to be this? Obviously, it has to be the right. film as a TV show.
It's one of those movies that like feels like it created a world that could so easily like that. That felt like we just got a little pinprick into like what
right.
all the different things that that movie
like.
Could
do
be.
You start it? Like, do they get on the Snowpiercer train like at the end of season one?
Right.
Like, you know, do we see the road to that train?
Yeah, and even the train and like having a world that is all contained inside a train is like such an interesting idea. Where like each, you know, each car is a new episode could be one way to do it.
Mm.
But yeah, Snowpiercer is getting a TV show adaptation. I am intrigued. Have they made a Snowpiercer video game?
No.
Because people, when it came out, people were like, oh, this is dope, and it's also basically like very inspired by video games.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last time there was a video game based on a movie that was like not an absolute disaster.
Video game based on a movie. Was Ghostbusters good?
No.
Wasn't?
Well, I mean, you mean on Nintendo? The Nintendo one?
No. I mean, like, the one, I remember one came out like not that long ago and it wasn't good.
I'm trying to think. There was that one Matrix game that I used Game Shark for so I could have unlimited bullet time. But then nice. I was like, what am I doing? I'm just playing a game in slow motion.
Right.
I don't know.
There's Super Mario World based on for 64 that was based on that John Leguizamo movie. that was one of my faves.
Was Luigi? And then Bob Hoskins was Mario?
Bob Hoskins
is it Bob Hoskins Mario, right?
That is amazing.
And then, what's her face? Samantha Mathis?
Is that like, who is Princess Peach?
Yeah. And then, what's his face? Dennis Hopper Hoskins. Is Koopa.
That is wild. I guess Bob Hoskins was getting, like, the big checks in the 80s, right?
Didn't that movie have, like, the weird 9/11 thing happening in it, too?
Yeah, I forget. What was the 9/11
There's like
thing?
Some Twin Towers.
Oh, 9/11 just happened in the movie?
No, there is like a weird 9/11 right. thing. Just Mario like Brothers 9/11.
Yeah. I mean,
It foretold the 9/11.
How so?
Towards the end of the film, the two dimensions in which this because the two dimensions collide, the filmmakers show these worlds colliding by having the actors in various structures dissolve into the opposite dimension from where they are. And then in this one, you see, like, the Twin Towers just vanish.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. They didn't foretell, obviously,
right.
the terrorist
yeah, yeah.
attack, but whatever.
Yeah. I think there's something to artists, like, feeling the vibrations of, I don't know. I think the Wilco album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot foretold 9/11 in a way that, like, people, you know, they just had a sense of something that was coming and things dissolving and falling down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I mean, it came out after 9/11, but it was recorded in 2000, so it was like right up against it.
And what are those buildings in the cover?
Those are
two dual structures.
Yeah, there's two dual structures in Chicago. But there's just a lot of like imagery in the lyrics that are about that. And there's
right,
a song,
right.
Poor Places, that is, I don't know, it really brings it home. Let's talk about Aaron Hernandez is trending because the Netflix documentary that is, I think, the
docuseries,
right? And it seems like it's becoming a big Netflix phenomenon.
Is it just people saying? Is it?
It's just
been
got
trending
wild
all day.
Details.
I feel like Twitter at the very top has been Aaron Hernandez all day.
Right. It's like one of those things where it's a huge news story that everybody was vaguely familiar with as a headline. And then I'm not going to, I guess, spoil it because people might want to watch the documentary for themselves. But then there's just a number of like twists that are like, oh, you didn't actually know the substance of this story. And then there's also just wild details of like the thing that I don't think this is a spoiler, but you know he goes to jail. He at one point asked asked his lawyer if he could get Smith and Wesson to sponsor him while he was in prison, and, like, seriously asked that. So it was just like one of those details where that people on social media are
was it because he shot the guy with the Smith and Wesson?
I think that's kind of
just
the
idea. To show you in his mind, he was like, "Yeah, that should be an endorsement." Yeah, too. Like I won a Super Bowl in
just
these Nikes.
Completely
like,
lost touch.
He won a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. So, anyways, you know, that seems like one of those stories that's going to be trending round the water cooler. So it's probably our duty.
It's such an intersection, though, of all kinds of things. Like, if you like true crime, you're going to watch it. If you know anything about the NFL, you're going to watch it.
Yeah.
If you don't like the Patriots, you're going to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another tweet I saw was people being like, Tom Brady never even visited him in jail. Shows how much he cares about his teammates.
Or maybe
that's your takeaway.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think that's when you get like, hold on, this isn't just a whatever.
Right.
It's the internet.
And finally, we want to talk about Doolittle.
Oh yeah.
The world is talking about Doolittle. And now the reviews are starting to roll in. And it seems like it's not even an interesting failure necessarily.
It's just funny. The headlines, Robert Downey Jr.'s Doolittle is a confusingly weird kids movie. Review, Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr. is a disaster. Doolittle review, Robert Downey Jr. talks to the animals without ever, I don't know, it just trails off. Review, Doolittle and Robert Downey Jr. seem cursed.
That's very weird.
Review, even Robert Downey Jr. can't salvage a train wreck. So I was like, wow, this is some scathing shit. So I started reading one of the articles in the Daily Beast review. First of all, I didn't realize, first they start off by saying, a CGI, like just to let you know about how inscrutable and unscrutinizable this film is, a CGI creature lets out an enormous fart. A child in the audience laughs uncontrollably. We have no recourse but to accept it and hand Robert Downey Jr. his paycheck.
Right.
The other thing is that this movie is written and, co-written and directed by the same dude who directed Syriana, you know, the petroleum politics, geopolitical thriller, and then was also the dude who wrote Traffic, the Steven Soderbergh film.
Right.
He is now writing Doolittle, and they say, here, he's scripting a gorilla voiced by Rami Malek to kick a tiger voiced by Ralph Fiennes in his tiger balls. A duck voiced by Octavia Spencer sasses, do you understand the words that are coming out of my bill?
Uh-huh.
That alone, I'm like, I don't need to read anymore.
No, I think that does it.
Made my skin fall off.
That is amazing.
So it's just, I mean, I think it's rightfully being panned. Also,
wait, is that a scene that ended up in the movie, or they were just talking about like the scripting process that was like during development?
No, I'm this is
that's
in the
a review.
Film.
Wow.
And then Robert Downey Jr. gives CGI squirrel mouth to mouth.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I mean, that's cute.
Okay. But the other thing is, like, I don't know if you've seen the billboards around town. He looks like he's got brown face on or some shit. He looks like he caught a real tan.
It also, there are pictures in there where it's unclear what he's doing. Like, I think there's one where he appears to be doing something with a stethoscope to a polar bear, but it just suggests to me, like, it's not clear what it is, and it suggests to me that they got him for, like, 12 pictures, and we're just like, well, those are going to have to be good enough, because that was all we had him for.
Right, right, right.
And they wallpapered the city of Los Angeles with these billboards. So
I just like this last paragraph of this review. There's no describing how disorienting it is on screen, how disorienting it is to screen this movie in the same news cycle as the one in which the 2020 Oscar nominations are being debated. Cinema? Greatness? Worth? Representation? Here's Robert Downey Jr. wincing at a tooting dragon. What does anything mean anymore?
At the same time, I cannot respect that reviewer for saying tooting.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's true. I guess now it's a must-see film.
Yes.
I mean, if look, someone's getting kicked in their tiger balls, as they say. Wow.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my bill?
Out of my bill?
What? Jamie Loftus tweeted, Will Doolittle 2020 unite the left? ? By Jamie Loftus, which I think is her senior thesis. One of the greats. All right, we're going to end with that.
Yeah.
That's what the world is talking about, that and nothing more. We hope you have a great evening, and we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of Der Daily Zeitgeist, and we'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.